Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will continue with the same topic, which is the belief in Allah's knowledge, and we are discussing fulfillment of the trust between the husband and the wife, and the title of the class is A Private Prescription, Marriage Number 2, Duties of Husband and Wife. Today, inshallah, we will continue with the same topic, and as we learned last week about how Islam honors the women and how Islam honors the Muslim wife, and we learned about the definition of happiness in marriage. Today, inshallah, we will learn about the importance of the family in marriage and the duties of the husband and wife as regarding each other as partners in one family. Importance of the family in Islam. Actually, the family is the nucleus and the foundation of Muslim society, to which Islam extended notable attention and effort, regulating its essential aspects and ensuring its safety and protection against abuse and disintegration. Such attention is reflected in several Quranic surahs and addresses all the necessary elements to ensure the strong foundation of the family in the Muslim society. In the Quran, Allah clarified that everything is created in pairs. And let us read from surah number 51, verse number 49, to know this fact and to keep it in mind so long as we are discussing the relation between the man and the woman. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون.
And of everything we have created pairs, that you may remember the grace of Allah.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that everything is created in pairs, okay, and this is the importance of the male and the female in the life on the earth. Now we will also have the other proof about the creation in pairs from surah number 36, surah Yasin, surah number 36, verse number 36. To have the proof that everything is created in pairs over the earth. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون.
Glorified is he who has created all the pairs of that which the earth produces, as well as of their own humankind, male and female, and of that which they know not.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, this is the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has created all the pairs of that which the earth produces. Okay. So it is clear that human life begins with one person, Prophet Adam, out of whom came a spouse, Hawa, and then offsprings from the pair of them, and so on, the life continue on the earth. Let us read again from surah number 49, verse number 13, to know about this fact. Surah number 49, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, surah Al-Hujarat, verse number 13. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ.
O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. Verily, the most honorable of you with Allah is that believer who has at-taqwa. Verily, Allah is all-knowing, well acquainted with all things.
Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that He is creating the mankind from a male and female. Okay, this is the fact which is related to our topic. Actually, also the Quran highlights the special inherent attraction between the male and the female of the human species, which is vital for setting up and supporting the family unit. And we will read about that fact from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 223. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نساؤكم حرث لكم فأتوا حرثكم أن شئتم وقدموا لأنفسكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم ملاقوه وبشر المؤمنين.
Your wives are a tilt for you, so go to your tilt when or how you will, and sin good deeds, or ask Allah to bestow upon you pious offspring for your own selves beforehand, and fear Allah and know that you are to meet Him in the hereafter, and give good tidings to the believers, O Muhammad. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Okay. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah number 16, verse number 80, Allah said, and God has made for you in your homes a place of rest. Okay? As ever, Islam strongly emphasizes that the family is the natural environment in which the children can be raised and protected and allowed to grow and develop mentally and physically. Within the family, they receive love, kindness, and care, and gain the values, ideas, and behavior patterns that will accompany them for the rest of their lives, and according to which they will know life, understand it, and deal with it. The family is the source for all the values for the children. Experience.
It
has shown that no other arrangement can adequately compensate for the role of the family as the proper setting for bringing up children. The social system of Islam as a religion of peace and harmony is based on the family, to which it accords proper and adequate attention. In summary, the family life in Islam is the guardian of the natural erotic desires of men and women, leading this powerful urge into awesome channels. Also, the family life is the most secure refuge against inward and outward troubles. The family life is the cradle of human society, providing a secure, healthy, and encouraging home for all its members, a home full of love, mercy, and kindness. Allah's will has determined that the man creation on earth begins with one family, Adam and Hawa, and has created a single soul, Prophet Adam, from which he created its mate Hawa. Together they formed a family and a married couple. Allah created man and woman, two mutually complementary human beings. They are not identical individuals, but a pair, each part of which complements the other. So the question will be how the natural qualities of the husband, man, and the wife, woman, enables them to fulfill the tasks which they are created for. In order to answer this question, we will learn about that, which I call it the private prescription, the steps for the successful marriage. Number one, in order to have a successful marriage, we must believe that marriage is an act of worship. Number two, we must know the correct Islamic criteria for the good husband and the good wife. Number three, we must realize the differences in the abilities of the man and woman, which is the reason for their different duties in marriage. Number four, we need to follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will make fulfilling the duties to each other, will make it an easy and lovely responsibility. Number five, we must be sure that Allah has provided affection and mercy to every husband and wife at the time of marriage pledge. And at the end, we must be sure that Allah will help, reward, and support every Muslim man and woman who is trying their best to support the family, that is to say, support itself. So let us learn the previous mentioned rules in details so that the whole concept will be clear in our mind. Number one, in order to have a successful marriage, we must believe that marriage is an act of worship. In order to know how I can believe that marriage is an act of worship, we will read from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 162. Rahman al-Rahim. So number 6, verse number 162 and 163. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ.
Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily my salat, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the Alam. He has no partner, and of this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims.
Okay. So if we try to analyze, you know, this fact and that rule, okay, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this means that this is a command for every Muslim, that our life and our prayer and our sacrifice, our living and our dying are for Allah. Actually, what is the meaning of this verse and how we can apply it to the situation of marriage? Okay, if we will look here, we will realize that according to the general rule, this is the general rule of life. Okay, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all my life and death has to be an act of worship. This means that all my sayings and my deeds has to be acts of worship. What is the meaning of acts of worship? An act of worship has three criteria. It is an act, okay, which I obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, the act of worship is an act which I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, I obey Allah because I was looking for Allah's pleasure and my reward is only from Allah. Okay, when I take care of my old parents, okay, it is an act of worship. Why? Because I do it only for the sake of Allah. I obey Allah commanded me. So it is a command. When I do it because I want to have Allah's pleasure, and my reward is not from my parents, from anyone. I am looking, this is, you know, the sincerity. Okay, this is how we will have an act of sincerity. Okay, so the acts of worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are acts of sincerity. What is the meaning of act of sincerity? It is an act of obedience for the sake of Allah's pleasure. My reward is only from Allah. It is only an act between me and Allah. This is the worship in Islam. Okay, in spite of the fact the act is with other people. But I don't see the people, I don't consider the people, I only consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I want to apply this for any of the my responsibilities, for example, regarding my husband. So the rule for my husband is that all my sayings and my deeds towards my husband have to be acts of worship. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is whatever command Allah commanded me to do to my husband, okay, which is the trust of my husband, okay, because it will be his rights, okay. I will do it because this is commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, when I will do this, commands or when I obey these commands, okay, I will look for Allah's pleasure, not my husband. My husband up till now is not in the equation. Okay, but now later on he will be in the equation. But up to this point, I want it to be very clear in your heart and in your mind that acts of worship are acts between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the believer has to live his life, all the life, as an act of worship because it is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, that our living has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So I will look for the pleasure, for Allah's pleasure. My reward is only from Allah. And again, sister, for any action to be accepted in Islam, it must be only to look for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you will look for the reward from Allah and from your husband, your deed will not be, you will not have a reward on the day of judgment. Okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't accept any partner. Okay, if you do a deed looking for reward from Allah and from the partner, get your reward from the partner, Allah will never accept the deed. Okay, so what will be the situation now? All my life with my husband will be complete dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every movement. Okay, this is number one. Number two, all my life with my husband will be complete dedication to Allah. Okay? So this means that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I must believe that Allah is the only one I am obeying, looking for His pleasure and His reward. Okay? So when you tell me, Sister Mona, why you clean the house so every day you are cleaning and you are cooking and you are taking care of the house, you are doing a lot of effort, all of this for the sake of the pleasure of your husband, I tell you no, never. Okay, you tell me you fear your husband, I tell you no, never. You tell me you are looking for a gift from your husband or a nice word from your husband, I tell you, sister, marriage is an act of worship. I do all of this for the sake of Allah. It is a command. I am obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have any other choice. Okay, my living has to be to Allah. My marriage is one of the acts of my living. So my marriage has to be an act of worship. I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with me. Okay, I am obeying Him. I am looking for His pleasure. And I am looking for His reward. And I am sure I learn from the Quran, He will reward me in this life and in the hereafter. Okay? So now you will ask me, what about your husband? Where your husband is in the equation of marriage? Okay? Regarding my husband, I must believe that I have a trust, amana, towards him. Which is, this is the trust, this is the fulfillment of the trust, you know the topic. The trust is the obedience of Allah's commands concerning him. You see? So, I am fulfilling this trust to him through my obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My husband personally is out of the equation of the obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or looking for the reward. Okay? Regarding the fulfillment of the trust. Okay? I am fulfilling the trust for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is the command of Allah and I am obeying the commands of Allah because my life is an act of worship. Okay? But there is a very important point here. While I am doing all, obeying all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding my husband, okay, I will still have my husband in a special situation in my spirit. This is the situation of the affection and mercy which we discussed last week. You know, last week we discussed that it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is always affection and mercy at the time of the marriage pledge. Okay, in every marriage pledge, and all of you, when we record last week, you will listen. I asked the sister, who has affection and mercy at the time of the marriage pledge? And when you listen to the recorder, it will be, yes, 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 yes.
How about now? No.
Subhanallah. So, to have the marriage as an act of worship, and at the same time to enjoy the act of worship, okay, you must have, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fulfillment of the trust is the relation between you and Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding the duties, it is something between me and Allah. My husband is not there. Where is your husband? My husband is the source of the affection and mercy, okay, to my heart, for my heart, since the time of the marriage bliss. I never have my husband to interfere between the relation, my relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding how I can fulfill my duties towards him. My duties towards him is the relation between me and Allah. But for him, as a human being, as my husband, I keep him aside, away from the duties. I never do the duties for him. He is away from this equation. My husband is only the source of the affection and mercy to my heart, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supporting me through him. If I don't have a husband, I will not be married. I will not live marriage as an act of worship. Marriage as an act of worship is the way to paradise, and it is not easy. I can make it very easy for me, and I can make it even a lovely deed for me through doing it only act of worship, the marriage to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My husband is the person whom I love. I have affection and mercy towards him. That's it. I have to separate, you know, these two equations. Our problem and the cause of the failure of most of the families is that, you know, we confuse the two issues. Okay? The wife is under the impression that, you know, my husband is treating me as if I am working in his house. I have to obey his commands. I have to be a slave to his kids. Never ever. And this is why most of the family relations now, you know, are broken. And we don't have actually the peaceful family environment, which the wife is the first one in great need of. You know, again and again, we, the wives or the women, we must believe that your happiness is from your family. This is the only source of the happiness for the woman. Even if some women, they deny and they say, my work or my job or my wealth or my prestige, this is not the truth, this is not the reality. According to the nature of the creation of the woman, okay, and which I will clarify it now in details, the source of the happiness of the woman is through the success in her family. Because the family will satisfy all her needs of the love, affection and mercy, which are the basic requirement for the spirit of the woman. Okay, now inshallah we will learn about, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the second rule in order to have a successful marriage, which is the correct Islamic criteria for choosing the right husband and actually the right wife. But so long as we are the wives, so we will learn about how to choose the right husband. If you want to have a successful marriage, it must be based on compatibility between the two partners. There should be common ground between them in the form of physical looks, attitudes, habits, inclinations, and aspirations. Let me read again. Choosing the right husband and wife, if you want to have a successful marriage, it must be based on compatibility between the two partners. There should be common ground between them in the form of physical look, attitudes, habits, inclinations, and aspirations. A Muslim woman who understands the teaching of her religion has wise and correct standards when it comes to choosing a husband. She doesn't concern herself just with good looks, high status, lecturous lifestyle. She looks at his values, attitudes, and his level of religion commitment. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there comes to you one with whose religion and attitude you are satisfied, then give your daughter to him in marriage. For if you don't do so, mischief will become widespread on earth. The meaning of this hadith regarding, what you need for your daughter to marry is someone whom his attitude and his religion, not only his religion, You know, because there are some people whom they say, you know, it's very religious, let us have him to marry our daughter. It is not the religion only. It is the religion and the attitude, you know, the personality. Yes, personality and character, you know, and that they are compatible in their character and their attitude, she can tolerate him.
I know.
You know, because there are some people whom they are religious, but there is no compatibility. This is total failure, you know, this is very important. I saw many cases like this. They were very, you know, happy with his religious status, but his sometimes the attitude you can't tolerate. Very difficult. Okay, so inshallah, if the attitude is good, and if the true religion, because religion is not praying and fasting. Religion is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know why the one with religion, when they said about the meaning of the hadith, the one who has the religion is the one whom, when he loves his wife, he will treat her in a good way. And when he will hate his wife, he will never treat her in a bad way. He will be always, you know, the good person, the well-mannered human being at the time of hate and at the, when he loves or when he hates. You know, this is the religion. This is the reality of the religion. Not the reality of the religion is to have a long beard and to stay in the masjid. Then when you treat the woman, you treat the woman as a servant. Okay, and this is the true Islamic religion. Okay, this is not Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, he said the attitude and the religion. Okay, both of them. Okay, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying mischief will become widespread on earth because if the marriage will not be based on the correct values, you know, there will be failure of the marriage. Okay, when we, what is going on now, you know, always the people are looking for the prestige and for the wealth and for the family name, you know, and for the outside look. Actually, the attitude and, you know, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people will always say, it will come by time, it will come by time, don't worry, it never comes. And because it never comes, it never comes. If it is not there from the start, it never comes. You know, especially, you know, nowadays when the religion has no place in the life of the Muslims. Okay? So actually, this doesn't mean that Muslim woman should completely ignore the matter of physical appearance. No, in reality, it is her right to marry a man for whom her heart is full with love. But she must balance the internal beauty and the external beauty. That is to say, to look for the characters and values as she is caring for the outside look. And always remember that it is essential to choose the right partner in the first place. Actually, this is the duty of the mothers and the fathers, you know, to teach their daughters about this, you know. Actually, I learned this, you know. It is a duty. Inshallah, when we will know about the rights of the kids, you know, this is one of the rights of your kids, that you teach them how to choose the right husband and the right wife, so that they can establish a stable family life, which is built on love, sympathy, and affection, not on the wealth, prestige, and the outside appearance. And let us now learn the third step of successful marriage. The third one is that our duties are based on our abilities. Allah has created human beings as males and females following the dual rule, which is the central of the system of creation. And now we will read from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, the women's chapter, verse number 34. So now, inshallah, we read from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 34. الله من الشيطان الرجيم الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم. I will read it in English because I will only recite a small part of the surah, of the ayah. Men are protectors and maintainers of women, because Allah has made one of them to exceed the other, and because they spend to support them from their means. Okay, this is the part which you read. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that The duty of the husband is to protect and to maintain, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the family. Okay? And also Allah has made one of them to exceed the other. This is called in Arabic al-Qawama, which is the authority, because they spend to support the family from their means. I will clarify to you all of this in detail, because there are some people whom they always under the impression that in Islam the man is the one, or the husband is the one who has the authority, and the wife doesn't have an authority, and it is always the point of view of the husband, and the wife doesn't have a personality and she has only to obey. This is totally wrong. Now inshallah we will learn about, you know, what are the duties and what are the abilities of the husband and wife, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful regarding both of them. Actually, it is the knowledge and wisdom of the Creator Allah to give the woman physical, mental, and psychological qualities which enable her for her great tasks of childbearing, breastfeeding, looking after her children, her husband, and her family. Also, the man, the husband, was given the physical, mental, and psychological abilities which enable him for the great tasks of providing the essential needs of the family and protecting his family. And now, actually, we will learn about the duties of every one of them, the husband and wife, and how these duties are related to the qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates every one of them. So if we want to learn about first the duties of the husband, okay, the duties of the husband, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is to earn the living and to... Actually, the husband is to earn the living and to protect the family, that is to say, to protect the wife and the children, and to be responsible for the decisions of the family. Okay, now I will clarify why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this to be the duties of the husband. Okay, regarding the duties of the wife, it is related to childbearing, breastfeeding, looking after the children, looking after the family. So now these are the duties of the husband and the duties of the wife. Let us learn how these duties are based on the qualities and the abilities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created every one of them with. Regarding the qualities of the man, we'll start with the qualities of the man. Number one, the man always has toughness. Okay? What is the meaning of toughness? It is the ability to earn the living and to protect the family. Toughness is needed, okay, for the man. Because so long as the man is the one responsible to earn the living, so he must work day and night. He can work from early in the morning until 12 midnight. He can work 3 shifts. He has to be having a very tough physical, abilities, so that he can work day and night to provide, you know, the earning and the living for the family. Also, he is the one responsible to protect the family. In order to protect the family, he must have, you know, a tough physical appearance. Strong body, okay, strong body to work, and strong body to earn the living, and strong body to protect the family. This is how Allah creates the man, okay. Regarding the physical ability of the women have tenderness. What is the meaning of tenderness? The tenderness is the ability to tolerate the pain and the difficulty of the pregnancy and delivery. It is always known that the body of the woman is having more tenderness than the body of the man, okay, because of the, this pain and because of the difficulties of pregnancy and delivery. Okay, it is a very big, you know, it needs a lot of tenderness. So the nature of the physical appearance of the man is the toughness, and the nature of the physical abilities of the women is tenderness.
Okay, regarding the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this is the psychological. Okay, regarding the psychological qualities of the man, it is always related to slow reaction, slow response. Okay, and actually try to look around you and to remember any conversation between you and your husband. Mm-hmm. Okay, you will come to your husband and tell him so and so and so and so and have a reaction now and let us not to talk to these people anymore and give me a response immediately. He will never respond. Okay, right. This is the slow reaction. This is the slow reaction, slow response. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating the man. Okay? So that, you know, he can be responsible for the decisions. Okay? We cannot have very quick reactive decisions to destroy everything around us because we are upset for 5 minutes. Then after 5 minutes, we regret and we try, you know, to make everything alright again. It is always too late. This is the women whom their psychology is based on quick reaction and quick response. Very emotional. You know, the women, all the psychology of the women is based on their emotions. Okay, if I am happy today, you know, I want everyone to be happy around me. And I feel that everyone is very nice around me because I am happy. My emotions are high. But if I am very upset today, you know, I will look around me and say, why the sisters are not nice to me today? Why they are have very bad attitude towards me? What is going on with them? It is going on with you. You miss emotions. Yeah. Okay? But no one, you know, is admitting the realities. Okay? So the women are based, you know, the reaction are always quick. Okay? Quick reaction, quick response. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the women with quick reaction, quick response, so that they can take care of the babies and the kids. You know, when the baby will cry, you know, why the mother, she just delivered the baby, she's still, you know, very weak, she will run to her baby and she will try to feed him by any means. She will be all the night, you know, she will be awake all the night. Why? Because of her emotions. I love my baby, I want to feed him, the baby is not getting, you know, the amount of milk which she is in need of, I can't sleep, I have to wait for him until I give him what he needs. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created her to take care of the baby, you know, in the first year, the second year, then when they grow up, you have to forgive them, to forget them, you have to sacrifice for the sake of your kids. Okay, how you will sacrifice except when you are full of emotion. You are controlled by your emotions. But for the man is controlled by his mind. Okay, so actually, regarding the mental abilities of the man, it is the proper thought. Okay, he is always trying to think. And he has the ability of reflection before action. Okay? When you will tell your husband any problem, he will tell you, give me some time, then I will tell you my point of view. But regarding the woman, you know, they have the intense response before the need for much deliberation, that is to say, action before reflection. Okay? The most important for the women, because of the emotions, is to have an action, to do an action. Okay, someone come and tell me a word, I didn't listen to the word. But I feel that I am not happy. I will take an action immediately. Then, when you will have time to reflect, okay, you will be sure that all your point of view is wrong. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the authority for the family for the husband. You know, make the decisions of the family for the husband. Husband and wife, they have the right to discuss together. Everyone has the right to clarify his point of view. But at the end, you know, the decision has to be for the husband. Why? Not because the husband is better, the man is better than the woman in Islam, but because Allah creates the man in a way that he has the reflection before the action. He has a slow reaction and a slow response. Okay? This is better for decisions. This is better for responsibilities. Okay? Regarding the woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, okay, he made that decision and responsibility not her problem. This is the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I will not be responsible for earning the living,
for example, and the economy is going down sharply, I will not be very upset. This is none of my responsibilities in life. I am in my home, and my husband has to work. He has to earn the living by any means, none of my business. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the wife. Okay? And he will be the one, okay, to suffer in order to earn our living. He will be the one to suffer in order to have the correct decision. What we can do now if he will be laid off. I am not the one. I will be upset. I am doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still this is not my responsibility. If he has to work day and night, if he has to work three shifts, if he has to leave to another place to work, this is none of my business. This is his responsibility in Islam. So if you know about the duties of the husband and wife in Islam, you will be sure 100% that Islam is the most merciful religion to women. Because all the responsibilities are related to the man. What is the responsibility of the woman in marriage? Her nature. Her nature is her responsibility. I want to be a mother. This is my responsibility. To be a good mother and a good wife. What is the meaning of this? To clean the house. This is something which is every woman, she loves to have a beautiful house. Okay, to take care of the kids. This is part of the nature of every mother. So regarding the duties of the mother in Islam, it is all based on her nature. There is no big responsibilities on the wife in Islam. But all the responsibilities are on the shoulder of the man. Okay, because Allah created the man with the abilities to take care of that responsibility. So we Muslim wives have to be very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made the authority in the family to the husband so that he will be responsible for the earning, for the protection, for any problem related to the family. My problem, my responsibility is my kids and my house and my husband, which is something very lovely to my spirit, and I enjoy it so long as marriage is an act of worship. Okay, so this has to be clear to every Muslim wife, because most of the Muslim wives are not aware of this, and many people are saying Islam is not allowing, you know, the wives to have their own personality, their own points of view. Actually, in Islam, the wives have all the rights which may be in other religions, they don't have it. Because if your husband will come one day and tell you, I can't earn money, you tell him, this is your responsibility, you have to earn the living. None of my business. If he will tell you, you are working and I am working, you have to participate, you know, you will tell him, no, I don't have to participate with my money. According to the rules of Islam, it is your problem to support and to earn the living. It is up to me. I can help if I want to help. But it is not a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your earning is your own one, your private earning as a wife. Okay? This is not going on, you know, in other religions. This is in Islam. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we learn about the qualities and the duties of the man and the woman in Islam. The next question will be, is that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, why there is a decline in the quality of the human wife, of the human life? That is to say, why most of the marriages are not successful nowadays? Okay? You know, actually, because the authority of the man to look after the family has been violated. You see, this is why marriage is, you know, not successful nowadays. That is to say, the father does not play his role. Okay, either because he is weak, he has a weak character, which allows the mother to overshadow him and to control him. Okay, or because, you know, the wife is all the time fighting and fighting. Okay, so he will, in order to have a calm, you know, environment, she will be the one having, he has to give her the authority. Okay, and The family cannot be a family except according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man, the husband, has to be, you know, the one in authority of the family. Okay, when the woman, okay, is the one whom she wants to be in the authority of the family, okay, this is the code of all what is going on, you know, around us now, and this is why the family lives are not successful.
So what do you think about how families are not successful nowadays? What was the beginning of all of this?
Okay, I think it all started back in the 60s with the feminist movement that started asking for rights with the men in every way possible, especially in at work. And when the more freedom the women got, the more they got out of the house. And the more they started using daycare centers, and relaying their job as mothers to other caregivers. And as a result, the way they viewed family structure and their role completely shifted, and they became almost equal as men. And also this is also maybe what has created the increase in the number of divorces. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the women stopped breastfeeding and they started using baby formula, and I mean there is a whole bunch of things that have just resulted from something like women asking for more and more freedom and asking almost to be equal to men, or to do the same job as men. And the other issue is also nowadays how the children are by themselves all the time at home, and specifically the teenagers. After school in the afternoon, they go home and there is nobody there to wait for them or to be with them. And as a result, I think in America, the number one thing that the teenagers suffer from is loneliness. Yeah. And that's very bad. Yes. So anyway, this is what I think.
Oh, thank you very much. SubhanAllah. Yes, actually, you know, this is because, you know, the family is not... the people, they don't evaluate the family, you know, as the most important unit of the society. Okay, they don't give any attention, you know, to try to keep the family, you know, as an important structure, you know, fundamental base for the society. Okay, and, you know, again and again, it is the women whom they are not satisfied, you know, with the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, that the authority... when Allah gives the authority of the family to the man, this is out of His mercy towards them, you know. But it is out of ignorance that we always refuse the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without understanding it, without knowing the wisdom behind it. Okay, but now when we have the knowledge and we realize and we believe that it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the women and towards, you know, the kids, that Allah make the authority for the husbands, you know, the decision making, the earning of the living, the protection all for the husband, so that the women and the wives will be always in a good mood and in a relaxing attitude, so that she can take care of her kids while she's always relaxing and happy. But if I have a lot of responsibilities and a big burden, I have to earn and I have, you know, to support my family, how I will take care of my kids? How I will be a lovely mother, you know, giving them the love and the care? And this is, you know, the explanation of the failure. Mothers are working day and night to earn the living. Okay, so they cannot give any care or love or support or sympathy to their kids. So their kids are, you know, away, lonely, feeling lonely. Then, you know, they are away from the mothers. And then the divorce will be there because the mother, every woman or every wife is looking to be the head of the family. Okay, and actually you always notice that, I always hear these stories, that one
secretary of the school of my daughter, she's telling me I come to work because my husband, he opened the door and he left. And we don't know anything about him. He just escaped the family. Because in reality, it was not a family. There was no family, you know. And what will be the fate of the wife and that husband who escaped? And what will be the psychological feeling of the children whom they return home from the school to ask about their parents, their father, and the mother will tell them, your father just escaped the relation, escaped the family, escaped the marriage, escaped the reality.
The responsibility.
There is no father anymore. What is kind of psychological shock?
That's right.
You know, what kind of kids, okay, you have when they will grow up, they will never have security.
No.
Never. Yes, it is always, you know, I am so worried that this may happen. I will never marry. Because exactly. If I marry, maybe my partner will escape. I don't have security. I don't trust any human being. This is the loss of the trust between the human being. Then they become sometimes negative elements in the community. This is all because of one event of the father whom he doesn't want to hold his responsibility. Only Allah knows why, out of his wife, you know, continuous fighting and looking for the authority or out of what. But again and again, it is always directing us to the fact that we don't evaluate the importance of the family. You know, the family is the most important foundation in the life of the human being. As a child or as a husband or as a wife or for the whole community. So again and again, you know, marriage is the basic element for the family. And the family is the only important institution for the life of the human being. Since he is delivered until he is married and when he will have a new family. So, inshallah, next week we will learn about how the Muslim wife, through the rules of the Quran, can have the best relation with her husband. That is to say, she can live marriage as an act of worship with her husband, and at the same time, she will have all the feeling of the affection and mercy. Inshallah, from the rules of the Quran, we will learn that fact, and we will learn in details what are the duties and what is the trust which is related to the husband regarding his wife and the wife regarding her husband, inshallah, next week. Let us now make the dua.